Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Today I'm about to head into hospital to see my daughter. I'm just parked at a set of traffic lights right now. Yesterday I talked about being up when things are down. And today, it's a Saturday morning and I've been to the up early this morning. Actually, I had a little bit of a sleep in, but still up reasonably early, training clients, going to do my workout, coming home, having the right nutrition for me, and packing everything that I need to for my daughter to be in here for a few hours, and now I'm traveling in. Understanding the key things that you need to do to feel really great is just so important. I mean, it's been a challenging week for me, for sure. I'm still getting over the last little bits of the head cold, the sinusy stuff, a little bit chesty, a little bit of a tickle in the throat still. Still carrying a little bit in my head too, where my head's not 100% clear, somewhere between a headache and a little bit dizzy. I don't have anything, like no COVID or anything like that. It's the last bits of the bugs getting out of my system. And I went to the gym today and it's such a reminder of every time I do a workout there, how great I feel. And that was an amazing workout today. It was a back and shoulder workout, which I normally do on Thursday, but I had to switch my workouts around this week just because I just wasn't feeling in it, like in the zone of it. And so I went in there today, got the equipment that I wanted, pushed really hard, felt really great. I'm going to pull up sore, that's for sure. I've walked out of there like, man, I can barely lift my arms because I've just put so much effort into it. And then knowing that I needed to fuel myself well after the workout, just like I do every workout. And that's me knowing that, all right, I know I need to get about 40 grams of protein in. I need to get some high energy carbs in. What serves me best is plant food. So I used potato today, and it was white potato, not sweet potato. Sometimes I use sweet, sometimes I use white. I use white potato and probably eat 2 cups of vegetables as well, just mix like stir-fry type vegetables. Delicious. And plus I had a fish oil capsule as well, getting my omega-3 in. Completely balanced, completely right. And so I know I've started the day in the best way possible. I got a little bit more of a sleep in. I got my workout in, I did my pre-supplementation, I did my workout meal. I'm going in here now in about 20 to 50 minutes. I've got up to about an hour and 15 minutes to get my next meal in. I've got it with me, I've packed my bag, I've got everything that I need. I've got my afternoon tea as well. I've got everything. And so I'm living the way that I want to. I'm training myself the way that I want to. Like, I trained really hard today. I've been looking at, I've got 54 days, I think it is. Maybe that was yesterday. Let me see if I can just double check here. Come on, phone. Let me find the little app where it tells me. Here it is here. It will tell me in a sec. 57 days. Yeah, it was 58 yesterday. I have 57 days left until my final photo shoot. I've got about another, I think it's 9 days after that before I fly to Los Angeles. And I've said that from day 60 on, I am going to put a little more focus in. And just these last couple of days, I'm like, okay, it's time. You've got to start focusing a little bit more. So today when I go home, it's one of my priorities. I write them all down each day, my top five, is to have a look at my nutrition journal and start tracking again. I'm very consistent, but I'm going to have a look at what are the calories that I need to be consuming right now, what was I consuming around this time last year to help me get the best results possible. And to me, it's just an exciting process to help me get to that next level. This is why tracking is so important. You've done it before, you can see the results, you know exactly what you did, So don't try and reinvent the wheel. Do what works. You say, oh, well, but I feel different this time and whatever. Well, yeah, you never. It's not exactly the same time. You're a year older or you're a little bit older. That's okay, but you know what works. That's why you've been experimenting these last 2 years, in my case, to see what works really well. And so I'm doing that today, knowing that my workout went really well. Yes, it's distressing and unsettling with my daughter and everything she's going through. And like, she didn't come out on Thursday. She may come out on Monday, but she's been medically unwell. She, you know, hasn't had a good night in hospital. That's really tricky. But what's important for me is to try and stay as focused as I can on making sure that I do take really good care of myself at the same time. Because, you know, life is too short to say, well, sacrifice everything for everybody else and just accept the results that come. I don't accept that. It's not good enough. And we're capable of doing more than we think we are. And so this morning was just a really great reminder as to when you do the right things consistently, just how great you feel. I walked out of there feeling absolutely amazing. Felt so, so good. And it's why I've created and designed the life that I have myself for myself in the way that I've created it. A lot of testing, measuring, and knowing what works and what's right, and you know, what's the best outcomes for me. And once you find that formula, guess what? Repeat. Test. Implement. Test. Measure. Repeat. Test. Measure. Repeat. And in that way, and change in there as well, because otherwise you won't. You'll just keep doing the same things over and over. So really powerful. So I think my message here today is making sure that you find those things that really get you performing at your optimum. When it comes to the physical you, there are some foundational things that you should be doing every single day to put your health in the best possible position, which is the foundation of what I've been talking about here today. It starts with your food. Then you've got your sleep, you've got your water, you've got your training, your strength training. I recommend 3 days of strength training a week, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something like that. Doing a little bit of walking or something that you really love on some of the other days to just get movement into your body helps give you an opportunity to put your mindset in the right place, to be clear thinking, feeling positive, and continue to work on yourself. Continue to set goals. Continue to put accountability measures around you. Continue to grow yourself via coaching, listening to podcasts, reading, implementing over and over and over. And you just get better and better. It's beautiful. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you. And let's really smash out the rest of this year and make it your best year yet. See you tomorrow.